magic cord. His face is up on a bulletin board with a report. He'll stab you with a sword. Don't be fooled by his charm. He's probably armed with intent to do bodily harm. Ring the alarm. Look for a man with green hair. Check at your girl's house. He was last seen there. He has a mean stare, but usually cracks jokes. Good luck on your mission and guard your backs, folks. Us all informed, suited up head to toe in detective uniforms. Our unit storms in, we split together in sectors, locking down every block and put up metal detectors. Protect us and be sure that you stand close. Watch each other's backs and guard your command post. And most of all, be advised that he's wise. He could be disguised as one of your very own guys. And defining personally to settle the score and to beat him unmercifully for what he first did to me. It's sure to be the last, following footprints with a magnifying glass. The track is like an ass back to his padded cell. I'm at his hell on the trail of this tattletale. I heard a yell, the voice sounded familiar.
Give me your girlfriend or I'm gonna kill ya.
Down a flight of steps, sneezing the dust and swinging at the spider webs inside the depths of his basement. I taste lit in my mouth, then the lights in the place went. I saw my life flash in front of my eyes. I felt a butcher knife slash in one of my thighs. None of my guys knew where I'm at. I was doomed. Then I remembered the flashlight in my costume. One thing I learned, they're only powerful when you got your back turned. I yearned for the day that we finally met again, so I could give him a taste of his own medicine. He shed his skin, then he promised to come clean. I took his butcher knife and jabbed it into his spleen. Cuffed him at the scene and dragged the fella home, beating him over the head with the telephone.